We're diving into nanobubbled oxygen therapy, an at-home system that delivers oxygen through the skin using ultra-fine bubbles, 2,500 times smaller than a skin pore. These bubbles bypass the lungs and they go straight to the tissue, helping to reduce inflammation by up to 30% and boost cellular energy production at the mitochondrial level where we want it. Team, I tried the system for 4 days, and all I can tell you, it was one of the best technologies I've used in my life. I had immediate results, reduction in pain. Actually, I had no pain for about 5 days. I felt amazing. My brain was on fire in the good way, and I'm angry that it's gone. So I put one in the shopping cart. It's arriving at my house August 12th, and I'm counting down the days. Our guest, Jason from Bimini Hydrotherapy, has gifted the audience a $500 coupon off the system using code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN, or you can upgrade to their larger unit, and you can actually turn a hot tub into a full-on oxygen immersion system. Yes, this is like porn to my ears because you guys know I love baths, I love warm water, and this thing puts the body's recovery process on another level. In fact, the UT, University of Texas, football team is currently using this for their players. I've talked enough. Let's get into the episode. You can tell I'm stoked. Let's go. Welcome to the Beautifully Broken podcast, where healing meets high performance. From cancer recovery to wellness technology, we bring you real stories and real innovators to help you reclaim your biology and build your personal blueprint for health. Let's go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken podcast. Jason, I have you in my phone as Jason Bimini.
Okay, I'm in many phones as Jason Bimini, I think. That's why I text people, I'm like, Jason Bimini. It's like, and they're like, hey, is that your last name? I'm like, no, just the company.
Just the company. Yeah. So let's just jump in there. Tell me, what's the Bimini? What's the device, the technology, the machine?
Our technology, our devices, we created a technology that delivers oxygen through your skin while you soak in water. So whether that be a bathtub, foot soak tub, a hot tub, even a pool, we have this nanobubble device that breaks down oxygen bubbles into nanoparticle sizes. So they're about less than 0.1 microns, which is about 2,500 times smaller than a skin pore. So these oxygen bubbles are able to easily perfuse through the skin while you comfortably soak in a bath. So most people have taken baths before, so it's an easy tool to kind of use. We first started with like a lot of pro athletes, and they were, you know, doing hyperbaric chambers, or they knew the benefits of oxygen. And now they're like, oh, well, I take a bath, you know, before bed. Like I can just implement this in my routine. We're like, yeah. And so it's been a good road.
So let's talk about water bubble size. So 0.1 microns.
Yeah, less than 0.1 microns. Yep.
Yeah, I believe, I'm trying to think, is a red blood cell is... microns.
Yeah. So I think it's about 7 times smaller than a red blood cell.
Wow.
Yeah. I do the math. Check us on that. But
that's
but
okay.
Yeah. So it is much smaller than like the red blood cells themselves. And so they're easily able to kind of go through the skin pores, which are much larger, into the bloodstream and soft tissue.
Yeah.
So a lot of ailing problems were, say, we'll use athletics, for example, or chronic illness or inflammation, especially in your extremities, because you're using the blood flow to get oxygen to that source. So now we're taking oxygen straight there. We're not limited on, you know, the lung capacity to get oxygen flowing. And then especially if there's a lot of bruising there with broken capillaries, it limits that certain blood flow.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many different angles that I could enter this conversation of my personal desire. Somebody who had been through Lyme and mold, the small joints in my hands and feet were what always took a lot of the damage. Yeah. So it was really interesting to me to start reading about this therapy. And I was like, wait a minute. I can bypass the blockade and I can spot treat with oxygen, which we could have the conversation. That's what we're doing with a hyperbaric chamber, right? Mm-hmm. We're systemically pushing oxygen into the tissue. What's your level, Jason, of expertise on hyperbarics?
Yeah, to a degree, I'm not an expert, but I still know that it uses a lot of the lung capacity because it's pressurizing the lungs to a certain atmospheric pressure to further disperse it through the body. So you can get more oxygen, similar to like exercising on pure oxygen. It's just helping you get more pure oxygen, but it's still having to go through the lungs and out through the rest of the blood vessels into the capillaries into the feet or soft tissue. Whereas, you know, I think the only other technology, there's a few other nanobubble technologies out there, you know, obviously Cocoon, most people have heard of them if they're in the kind of cancer space. They started in cancer, we started in professional athletes, and they kind of were merging to a degree. But yeah, it's a technology that now it's non-invasive, and now by soaking in water, you can take in oxygen. So that's like the main difference, I'd say, from a hyperbaric chamber, where it's using a pressurized chamber or a vessel to pressurize more oxygen into you. We're using water as that transport medium for these oxygen bubbles.
Is there a way to, we always want to have that conversation. It's like, can we have a conversation and try to remove some of the marketing? Because, you know, I can only imagine this is a scenario where people will put up like a comparison chart. You're like, here's what hyperbaric does. Here's what water does. Here's what exercise with oxygen therapy. So we kind of have these three, or we could say four, right? Yep. You could breathe with a nasal cannula.
Yeah. Or breath work. Like, so I'd say anything dealing with helping get more, supplement more oxygen into the body is always beneficial to a degree, right? Like, obviously you can have oxygen toxicity if you're breathing pure oxygen for 24 hours straight. So that's where you don't need too much drinking water without, you know, nutrients and everything else that you need. So yeah, it's a good finding that good balance of, okay, here's where my body's at and I need to supplement oxygen because I'm either on getting older on a hypoxic curve where you have less oxygen flowing through your body, more and more chronic inflammation starts creeping in, or you're an athlete and you have like the insane metabolic rate and you're breaking down your muscle fibers so much that you need them to repair faster. And you have all this lactic acid buildup and you need to flush that out with oxygen.
Yeah.
And so what we created of these devices, I just say, it's another tool to help supplement oxygen into your body.
And is there a way as a consumer to say, how do the value propositions differ from exercise with oxygen to hyperbaric to the Bimini or nanobubble therapy? Is there a way to compare?
Yeah. I mean, obviously people look at cost first. So there's different cost differences. Some hyperbaric, like the good ones, I mean, they're up there in price. I mean, I wouldn't say ours is the most inexpensive product either, but it's just, yeah. And then beyond that, it's just the ease of use of it. Every customer we've had that have done hyperbaric chambers, they're like, I just liked how comfortable this modality was because it's like me taking a bath with bubbles.
That's right.
So it doesn't feel any different. So where some people might feel like, you know, claustrophobic or whatever else in a hyperbaric chamber, or just uncomfortable or concerned about safety, now by just say, hey, if I can sit in water, whether my full body or soaking my lower legs in water, and get that oxygen that I need. We've seen a lot of cases like neuropathy where you just get limited blood flow to your feet. So they're just soaking their feet and getting that oxygen they need and they're getting those feelings back.
Yeah.
So a lot of different, I mean, if you put it on a chart, like price, usability, I think we are, and how many sessions you have to do. So HBOT is like a 60 to 90 minute session. We're cutting that in half, like 30 to 45 minute sessions in a comfortable body of water from 80 to 98 degrees.
So 80 to 98 degrees, we're cutting the session in half. You're saying more like 30 minutes?
30 minutes, yeah. 30 to 45 minutes. Like we have some guys go an hour if there's like they blew a hamstring or they're coming off an ACL injury or if there's major inflammation present. But for the most part, 20 to 45 minute sessions is like an average.
And so walk us back there a little bit. And when you say 30 to 45 minutes, does that mean we've reached saturation within the body? And we said, we benchmark a level where the therapy is definitely kind of, the body doesn't need any more at this point?
Yeah. So we've used cerebral oxygen meters and SMO2 saturated muscle oxygen meters on muscle. It's different than pulse ox. Most people are familiar with pulse ox, which they put on their finger, and then they can see their oxygen levels going up. Usually, if you're not at altitude, it'll range, you know, in the high 90s. So it's hard to tell. But when you actually go to the muscle, what we found is, especially as you age, like a 67-year-old will have like 40 to 50% oxygen in their quad muscle versus a 20, 30-year-old will have a lot more, like 80, 90%. So that's why we call it Bimini is... We say Ponce de Leon never found the fountain of youth, but we created it with our oxygen nanobubbles because we're taking those oxygen levels back to when you were younger.
Yes.
And saturating the muscle.
That was really great. Yeah. I just said standardizing that treatment time and understanding why we come to that conclusion of 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah. So after we did the SMO2, we figured out that it takes about 10 minutes for the oxygen to get through the dermal layer. So that's when we start seeing a little crepitation, like it creeps up and then it kind of starts to plateau, and then you get full saturation after that 10 to 15 minutes of sitting there. So we recommend at least a minimum of 20. So you get like full saturation for like 5 minutes up to about 30, 45 minutes. And so you can kind of extend like that. And then we've had people do an hour and a half, 2 hours. At that point, you know, I wouldn't say there's diminishing returns. It's just not as effective as the sweet spot of 30 minutes to an right. hour.
I would also say that, you know, if we're thinking about the body as an intelligent machine, we're going to give it this new information, and then we let the body run, right? One of my favorite things about the potential of this technology, you do so much for lymphatics when you upregulate oxygen in the body. Mm-hmm. So you set the field for an optimal drainage. So if I had my magic wand and I could send somebody to a clinic specifically with a chronic illness, mold, Lyme, fibromyalgia, ideally I would get them on an oxygen therapy first, and then you get them into a Flopresto. Now you can do that through breathing techniques. You can also do something known as like a 10 to 11 day protein fast, mm-hmm. which decreases that protein burden within the body. That changes the properties of lymphatic flow. But to do a bath and then to go in a Flopresto, yep. and now we're talking, oh my goodness, you know, you're 30 minutes, you're 40 minutes. Now you're under an hour and a half for this really, really powerful treatment. And this is where the promise of technology can save us so much time, yep. functionality, meet the body where it's at, alleviate some pain and suffering. It's a really, really powerful stack, which I'm, yeah, really excited to talk about my experience over the last week.
Yeah. We can dig into that. And then, yeah, so, and that's just, when we came out with this tool, we're like, okay, we can help. Well, I'll tell you the story of how we came out with this product. Just kind of back up before you get into experience.
So, let's do it.
So yeah, so we created Bimini. So my background was product development, and I was helping companies kind of develop products, whether it be a Fortune like Dell here in Austin. We were helping them make their new laptops, tablets. We had added a manufacturing where we would print their prototype out quickly, get it back to them, and then they were off to the races. So we'd have people come in with napkin drawings saying, hey, can you help me make this product? I have this idea. And so we'd do that, and a doctor came in and said, hey, I have this device that can help break down, you know, gas bubbles, whether it be oxygen, carbon dioxide, ozone, anything. And he was using it for industrial applications, fish farms, wastewater treatment, swimming pools, removing chlorine and so forth. And so we helped him make it more effective and efficient with our design. He was like 10 different pieces into one, and we just made it into one piece, and we were off to the races. So that was back in like right before COVID hit. He started using it in all these industrial applications, fish farms, agriculture. And then we had a test, like pretty much a little prototype in our office where we just test different things and use our nanosite to test how small our bubbles are, what our concentration was. And then my dad had this plantar fasciitis really bad. And he was like, got to the point where he couldn't really walk much, and he couldn't do, you know, he's like, man, my feet are killing me. And so he just started soaking his feet in the bucket. He's like, let's see if these oxygen nanobubbles can help. And it started helping him, like where the pain would, next day after he sleeps, next day it would be gone, and it would last for 4 days. Then he did it again, and then it would last for 4 days. And it became like a way of life for him. He goes, if we can help me walk with no pain, like we need to help more people. Like, let's help put this out to the world. And that's when we started developing our first product, which was the NanoJet Pro. We partnered with Rice University, who's a local university in Houston, to do some of our sports science studies. And we were thinking mainly on the sports science side to help tendon soft tissue recovery. And then we went down the path and got more doctors involved in the functional medicine space and chronic illness, and from Alzheimer's to diabetes and all these other conditions where hypoxia kind of really sets in, and that doesn't allow, you know, the body to replenish and even detox itself properly. And so now we're on this journey of, you know, getting the message out about how it's helping so many different people, not just from our pro athletes from the NFL, NBA, soccer. We have every league, Olympians using it, but now to like, there's more everyday people that are just living with pain, right? So trying to make solutions, coming out with new products that they can use comfortably in their home so they can empower themselves to live a better life, right?
That's right. I think that, you know, I'm in a bubble, right? Jason's been in the house. He's seen, he's like, oh my God, the toys you have
it's
here.
It's incredible,
You did tell me my house is cooler than Gary Brecka's as far as tools.
It is cool, yeah. He's got a nice overview of the ocean, but you have the best.
That's true.
Really some incredible things. I was like, man, you could start charging people just to come through here.
You know what? Honestly, it's a community space.
Yeah.
Because I advocate for the things on the podcast, and we do like pretty much every Sunday, we have a sauna, we have a sweat. The audience knows this, but we'll fire up the amp coils and the PMF devices and the red lights, and people want to get in Flowpresso. They want to do shockwave therapy. And what I love about it, and we don't charge, we don't run a business, but it's a joy to see people's faces when they walk out. They say, oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't believe this exists and you can feel like this. And it's just, it's amazing. So it fills my sale with a lot of purpose.
Power. Yeah, everybody's looking for a purpose. And when you find that, like just like we did, you did, and like helping get these tools and technologies out there to more people, it's like makes every day even easier. Yeah. Like I set you up with a demo so you can start trying it for a week, week and a half. And, he put me in the Flowpresso suit. So after I set it up, he's like, hey, come try the Flowpresso. And I did like a 45-minute session. It was great.
Yeah,
was
cool, awesome. Right?
Yeah.
And they're all different, right? So it's like, you know, and everything, here's what technology does for me. I can shift your state. Mm-hmm. I can put you in a different state, you know, and I have my, I've worked with enough people over the last, you know, last 10 years or whatnot. And from a very rudimentary experiment where I had an EWAP machine and an ozone machine in 2010 in New York to today where I have like a full lab, we can always change the state.
Yeah.
But creating lasting change, this is where you need that participant on board. As my dance teacher used to say, I need you as a participant in your own improvement. I can't do it for you. I need you to. So we can make that person thirsty with the experience of the shift. And then how do you integrate that into the daily lifestyle? Like eventually to get rid of the tendinopathy or the Achilles tendon pain, we have to change movement patterns.
Yep.
You have to change the calf. You might have to change your shoes. You might have to change the lectins in your diet. I don't know. We could build a real wild list, but most people aren't clear on what these are.
Yep.
And I think as a concierge or a consultant, this is where it's like, I love to help people sort these problems out.
Yep.
And again, like, I said this to you, I haven't pulled an oxygen thing like full, I haven't put it on the pedestal of the podcast.
Yeah. Yep.
I love hyperbaric, but I've always been butthurt about the price. I've always been like, why has it got to be 20? And I understand the investment and I understand the science of extending quality of life and DNA repair. And I do love the hyperbaric. But I haven't been in a chamber that I've loved. Mm-hmm. I definitely feel claustrophobic and a hard shell.
Yeah.
I definitely do. And there's some I want to try out. My friend, Dr. Ryan, has a wonderful company and the Movement Clinic, Pain Clinic in Utah. They make a chamber, which it looks really great. There's like room to like work in there with a laptop.
Yeah.
But it's the time. It's the time and the application. My doctor had one, but I'd drive a half hour there. We were waiting for the chamber to pressurize, then 90 minutes, then you get out. It's half a day,
yep.
Right? And this, again, like the thing I'm excited about is like a 20-minute bath.
Yep.
We could get to muscle saturation. And I just want to go back and just bookmark this. So for my head, I sort of did this team. As I go through and how would I compare this? How do I help you as a consumer? The safety profile on a warm bath, we can't contest that.
Yep.
Right. We just had a person, we're recording this, July 14th, 15th.
Yeah.
A person passed away a trained doctor. There was another hyperbaric fire, and there was one 6 months ago where a child died, both some sort of an internal fire. There was a spark, pressure out of oxygen. You do the math. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely something to, I think they're safe. It's definitely something to consider. I'll tell you what, as a home user, I'm more and more, I'm like, let's see what the promise is of this warm bath.
Yeah.
So safety profile, the costs were like a third or half or even less than that. Mm-hmm. We got accessibility. Again, like if you think about age demographics and a person like actually setting themselves up in their own hyperbaric, it's not so likely, whereas pretty much most people are going to be able to get into a warm bath. And then the only thing that I think is like, gray, and I don't think anybody could do this yet. Like if we had a way to compare the outcomes as far as like longevity, DNA repair. Yeah. You know, we talk about these telomere lengths.
Yeah, extending telomeres. And yeah. So that's all stuff that, yeah, we could use because hyperbarics came out in what, the 80s?
Yep.
So they're like definitely further along than we are in the space.
That's right.
So now it's like us catching up, like, okay, we're focused on this area. We can do a study here, and then kind of get to a point where we can do more and more of these studies to kind of show the real differences between hyperbaric chambers and what we're doing in water.
Yep.
And so I'm excited to kind of get there. And right now we're focusing a lot on like a product development, coming up with more solutions so more people can do it. So if you're older in a wheelchair, can't get in the bath, now you can soak your feet in like a foot tub type solution. So working on a few different options there.
Tell me before I go in again to talking about my experience over the last week. And I was so diligent with this. I was literally like two a day. My girlfriend's like, what are you doing? Why are you in a bath in the morning? Why are you taking your coffee in the bath? I'm like, because I'm experimenting. The idea that we can treat portions of the body and get a systemic benefit. Can you talk a little bit about that? You have some clinics doing just foot baths.
Yeah. So we, at first when we started it, we're like, all right, it's like spot treating. Like my dad's was a foot and it was, his feet were in it. But now we had doctors like soaking the feet and then they were doing PMF previously, but now they were pairing the two and like a labrum injury reduced the amount of time he was out or injured.
Yeah.
And so he's like, hey, I think there's oxygen getting up there. And then we started doing cerebral tests and had Alzheimer's clinics calling us like, hey, we need to oxygenate the brain and help do this and that. So they're soaking their feet and then getting benefits on their Alzheimer patients and getting more cognitive response.
Yeah.
And so now we know like not only spot treating like the actual tissue, but getting into the bloodstream and helping it get throughout the rest of the body has been, we didn't know it when we were creating the technology. Yeah. That we would have more impacts like that. So getting oxygen in through the feet, which is, the feet are interesting because, you detox a lot through your feet. Obviously, you sweat and there's different glands. But getting oxygen in and helping those areas to benefit. But one side effect that we found out is it really helps with toe fungus and like athlete's foot. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people like couldn't get rid of it and we're using all these different things. And like a lot of things that grow in anaerobic environments, like fungus or other things that we can talk about. When we oxygenate, it helps kind of strip all those, that area of anaerobic environment, put oxygen in there and it completely does away with it. And so it's like completely gone. And which is one of those things that's hard to, so like finding out little things, like a doctor will call us like, oh man, I had this patient with ALS. He couldn't move his hands. He had fungus growing in his hands, but he soaked his feet. And then his fungus in his hands started going away and he started getting color back.
Wow.
And that was just soaking his feet.
Yeah.
And so hearing more of these stories of doctors, because they have seen more of these chronic patients than what we do in our demo room, right?
Yes.
We mainly get a lot of athletes and some other people, but they're seeing like real problems of people that are living in chronic pain daily, like hundreds at a time. And so they give us, you know, updates like Dr. Noah's a good friend of ours.
That's right.
In here in Austin. And he's been using our system for almost a year now. And yeah, he's gotten incredible results from different people, from neuropathy to people with ALS, just mobility and things that he didn't think would, you know, happen. He was like, I mean, when it comes down to God gave us oxygen, water, light to really start healing ourselves. So when you supplement light, get more sunlight, vitamin D, hydrate, get the necessary water, and then you supplement with oxygen, whether it be breath work or to a more larger degree of oxygenating yourself with nanobubbles. It's just helping the body, you know, using the tools that God gave us to like kind of help the body heal itself.
Yeah.
So that's what we say. We just created a tool that kind of helps oxygenate the body to help the body do the healing.
Yeah. That is the theme of the show.
Yeah.
That's the theme of the show. I think it's one of those things where if you don't have oxygen as a therapy in your clinic, and you are trying to move people forward, I think there's a huge, huge missed opportunity. And the only thing that I will tell you is initially I was like, oh, you know, it's kind of limiting because once you bring a bath, right? Once you bring a bath into a treatment clinic, now you need a shower.
Yeah.
Now you need a towel service. Yep. Now you need yada, yada, yada. The idea that you can do the foot baths. Yep. Or have multiple foot baths going. I'm imagining there's some type of, some doctor should be really smart and they should, because I can do a bathtub in 10 minutes. I should be able to do an elongated foot bath where maybe I've got four or five different feet in there, right?
Yeah. So we started with, we did like a lot of agricultural stuff. So we set up a big pod of our oxygen nanobubbles, and then we had these drip lines going out to all the different plants, and we were getting like 30% higher yield on the crop. So we can do the same thing. We have a doctor in Louisiana, Dr. Chris Cormier, and you can feed it to different tubs. And then we're coming out, you know, we'll be coming out with this other foot tub system where it's all kind of embedded in it. And so imagine you have a clinic lined up with IVs or red light. People can sit in a chair really easily, even more simply than the bathtub.
Yep.
And so you have them all lining up, getting an IV or other work done while they're taking in oxygen.
Yeah, so, really, really smart. Yeah. Really, really smart. And so I think it's the promise of this application that just gets me stoked. And I'll also say that one show you guys should be at the, I know you do some conferences. I would love to see you at the big iLADS conference for Lyme disease.
Okay, nice.
I'll give you the information. I think it's in October. We're definitely going with Flopresso.
Okay, nice.
But man, talk about a great conference, because this is I know so many people they're always trying to pull together money for a chamber as part of their Lyme protocol because there's so much cognitive dysfunction, there's so much chronic pain, there's a contraction within that nervous system that's like in a freeze.
Yep.
And this is one way we can get that therapy in really easy.
Yeah, yeah. One of our customers, Dr. Stephanie Canestro, she's out of Toronto.
I know Dr. Stephanie.
You know, yeah, she's great. She's amazing. I actually met up with her in Austin at the conference. But so she went through a bad Lyme disease bout herself.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got the system, the Bimini NanoJet system for her. And then she started using it, and she's like, all my Lyme kind of residual effects went away.
Mm.
And then she deals a lot with NHL hockey players and a bunch of chronic, her clinic's the Vegas clinic.
Yes.
So she focuses a lot of the nerve system and how to repair the nerve system, that, you know, everything kind of stems from the brain, right? So when you have these disconnects, repairing those kind of helps the rest of the body.
Yeah.
And so she's got like all her NHL hockey players using it, and a bunch of her chronic patients. She's like, hey, I'm giving you this protocol, and I feel like you really need this as part of what you're doing. Because when you, like you said, when you oxygenate, it just kind of helps get that body rejuvenated and what it needs to kind of do everything else that we're doing around it.
I literally have a guy who I ran a consultant. He did an application to do consulting. Like, this is like 8 months ago. And we were talking about his wife, his early onset dementia, cognitive issues. And he was looking at some different oxidative therapies. And I was just like, I got to call this guy. Yeah. So I'll talk a little bit about my experience. Yeah. I will tell you that I'm, you know, pretty well versed in this field. Literally bath number one. Like, I could feel, it's really interesting. I can always notice it in my lymph. I can feel my tongue, the base of my tongue, and my tonsils start to buzz. And that's how I know it's systemic.
Yeah.
I know it's systemic. And my therapy, I've been doing twice a day. I've been doing it in the morning, because I'm just like, I'll fill the tub halfway.
Yeah.
I'll take the puppy for a walk. I'll come back. I'll do half of my morning coffee in the tub. And I've caught some phone calls with people while I'm in the tub, and both people have been like, what are you on? I was like, I'm in a bathtub with nanobubbles. They're like, you are on fire. And I was like, I know.
Yeah.
I was like, I know. I was like, I really miss having oxygen in my life. I had an EWAP machine I had one in New York, transported to Connecticut. It's just beat up. It's ugly. It takes up a lot of space. I didn't love the design of it initially.
Yeah.
And, you know, we periodically have one set up here, but it's packed away right now.
Yeah.
Man, and I just realized, it was like, holy shit, I really miss this.
Yeah.
I really miss this. I've been on, you know, I think I've said I'm probably 30 flights in the last 6 months. Yeah. And I've just really been feeling the last 4 weeks, I've been really feeling like I hit the wall.
Yeah.
And this was a perfect reset on the back of a vacation to Montana. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So I noticed stimulation within the lymphatic system, definitely neurocognitive. And I'd say the very first bath, because we were away in Montana, lots of hiking, lots of walking, just, you know, up and down on a couple plane rides. Man, the stiffness from that was immediately gone, didn't come back. Yeah. I would say the other thing that I have noticed is sleep.
Yeah.
Like the last four nights. Yeah.
That's what we say our best side effect is sleep.
Yep.
Yeah. Because, the first telltale of people when they get in, it's like, hey, when you get in, most people don't feel anything right away because the oxygen has to get in and do it. I mean, mm-hmm. some people that are really in tune with their bodies can tell, or if they have a lot of inflammation, that inflammation will start to kind of go down.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, if you're somewhat healthy, you like won't really, you're like, oh, it feels like, you know, I'm getting out of a hot tub or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get out. We always want to call like, hey, call us the next day. Let us know like, you know, how you feel. The first thing they always call us up and say, oh my gosh, I haven't slept like that in years. Mm. I haven't slept like that since I was a baby or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the main thing is like, cause when you oxygenate and get that brain oxygenated, it just helps set you into that circadian rhythm of sleep and hitting those REM cycles in yeah. like a deep, deep sleep. And what we say is like anything that can help you sleep better, do it because that's when your body is healing. And
that's everything.
Sleep is everything. And because you need that rest period for your body to rejuvenate itself. And that's, so all our athletes will always do a session before their competition, the day before.
Mm-hmm.
So say they have a race. We had Hunter Woodall. He is a Paralympian gold medalist. Mm-hmm. He just broke his world record this last weekend. He got in the night before. Day of, you still have the oxygen kind of just circulating and it delays a lactic acid buildup. Mm-hmm. So you're like, are on, not only cognitively, but your muscles are just firing.
Yep.
And so we've had offensive linemen that say, you know, in fourth quarter, I'm usually gassed or winded. And now I'm like running down the field and getting fumbles that my wide receiver did. And like, I wouldn't have been able to do that before.
Yeah.
And so hearing stories like that is those, so we always say, hey, give it, you know, through the night into the next day, you usually can really feel it.
Yeah.
Feel it then.
Friends, it's Freddie. I've got to interrupt the show. I'm sorry. I have a big announcement. On August 23rd, we are launching the Biological Blueprint Academy. This is the most powerful project I've ever created. It is the only project I've ever created. And it's accumulation of 20 years of navigating cancer, Lyme, and chronic illness, and 7 years hosting this podcast where I've interviewed over 250 top minds in the space of wellness, longevity, and medicine. I get asked all the time, where do I start? What do I do next? And the truth is, there's no single supplement and no one hack, but there is a system, and this course teaches you how to build it. So we try to strip away all the marketing and the noise and the hype in the space. And while I love the tools and the tech, science shows us the biggest lever for disease prevention is lifestyle, and that's what we focus on. So if you don't want to do it alone or waste time figuring out who's telling the truth on YouTube, this might be your community. You get 15 plus expert interviews. All the modules are walk and learns. We've got 30 plus instructional videos, slide presentations, self-assessments. And the best part is, once you complete the course, I'm going to actually pay you back $200 in Bitcoin for showing up for yourself, the fastest appreciating asset class of all time. And every single month, you're going to coach with me live on a community call. I would love to see you there. Look for the link in the show notes. Let's go. What about timeline? Do you find that people after a week or 2 weeks or after 3 months that they're noticing different things unravel, or we'll say peel back from the onion?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, really everybody's body's different.
Of course.
It's hard to like say like, well, exactly, but I'll say like one of our good friends, Jay Campbell, I call him the peptide king because he's got this biolongevity labs. He's
That's
big
right.
on peptides. He put our system in his bathroom and made his bathtub pretty much our tub, our mm-hmm, all immersion mm-hmm. tub. And so he does it like you do, 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening. And he's like, just like you were traveling a lot. He goes, I'm from here, here, here. He goes, I've worked out my whole life and I've been going to my chiros. They do all this stuff. But after I've been using this, like, I feel like I'm getting better workouts. And I go to the chiros and they're like, dude, what are you on? Because your muscles are just so soft and smooth. There's like no knotting up going on. None of that. Things yep. happening. And then mentally, he just like, I just feel like he's always kind of like amped up. I was like, Jay's like very animated
of course,
and ready
yeah.
to go. But he's like, it's helping him to kind of get to another level. And when people are already stacked like that, and then you help them to another degree, it's mm-hmm. like incredible.
Yeah.
Cause like, I know with everything you have down here, you're like, your body's already like, you know, in a good place.
Yeah.
And so, but hearing that, cause you told me before we got on here, but how you felt or what you experienced, but it's incredible to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm very sensitive. You know, I always tell people I'm the perfect canary to test out tech for you because I am tapped into when something shifts, mm-hmm. even if I'm doing a couple things, you know, that are integrated, that are new into the flow right now. And I am, I got a great peptide stack, but I also know what the limitations are. I'm like, right. Oh, I have been doing that. And it's still been hard to wind down. You know, I'd say that again with Jay or myself or like a Gary Brecka archetype, when you're on and you're always in creation, when you're moving and shaking, the nervous, you're not breathing, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that oxygen is just, okay, mm-hmm. here's my time to breathe in the bathtub. So for me, it's been a nice practice, the practice of, okay, I'm going in there to bubble. Yeah. Maybe I listen to a financial report, but I'm usually not, you know, I'm usually not doing much. Yep. It's time kind of off the treadmill. Yep. And I love a warm bath. I think that's, you know, I think it's just fit really well, the practice.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the difference between just a regular bath and what we're doing is, because my dad, he grew up all my life, he was in a bathtub, like before he went to bed. Like he's like used to hot, warm baths. So people are always asking like, hey, what's the difference between like this and just like going in a hot tub or getting in and just heating up your body so it can circulate better. And it's a big difference between just constricting blood flow and expanding it. Like, you know, the cold, hot contrast, mm-hmm. because what we're doing differently is just actually embedding more oxygen and not just restricting and then expanding blood vessels so you get more flow of the blood, mm-hmm. but actually taking in more oxygen mm-hmm. through these nanobubbles into your skin. So that's people that will say, oh, well, let me, you know, I want to try it. I take a bath every night and, you know, it helps me feel good. They'll feel like an extra, extra because they're like actually getting more oxygen in their bath. So we've had a lot of, I brought that up because we've had a lot of questions about, hey, how's this different than just, you know, taking, you know, going to the hot tub?
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, I can tell you it's different. It's different.
Yeah, yeah. You've probably done baths before and you're like,
oh, I'm like a hot, like I literally search hotels with hot tubs. Yeah, like hot tubs my favorite thing now.
And it helps, that'll help you relax, obviously. Like,
yes.
It helps you kind of wind down.
Yep.
But it's like, it's not getting you those full benefits with the oxygen.
I tell you the one thing I think about in Austin, the water table in Texas is terrible. So if you go to EWG.org and you put in your zip code and you want to look up the different things in your water, it's horrendous. But I use a reverse osmosis in the kitchen. We have a shower filter in there, but I don't have a bathtub filter. Mm-hmm. We got to invent that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless your whole house, right? Unless you get a whole house filter.
Yeah. You know, there's a few options out there. A whole house filters. Things you could put on your bathtub nozzle where it filters out the hot
water. Seen those. Yeah. It's kind of like, I mean, I think that's the one thing I'd say to add on and just be aware what's in your water table.
Yep.
Because again, we're opening these pores in the skin. What are we absorbing?
It starts with good water quality. If you can, like you don't want to be bathing in a lot of chlorinated water or hard water.
Yep.
So if you can have, you know, somehow a whole house system or something on your tub where it filters out a lot of that.
Yep. What are the longevity timelines on a machine like this? Like what's the estimation, how long they last? What about servicing?
Oh yeah. So yeah. So every machine comes with like a 1-year warranty and then there's extended warranties out there. So we've had like machines out there in the field for about 5 years. And so the main thing that needs to be changed out after about a year, year and a half is the sieve bed, which is a nitrogen filter. It's filtering out the nitrogen to make pure oxygen, mm-hmm. just like what is in most every oxygen concentrator. So over time, there's a degradation because, you know, we're introducing some humidity. And so it goes from 99% pure oxygen to 98, 95, 90. And then what we're finding is about a year, year and a half after using it for about 150 hours, it'll start to degrade. So it's like a little canister that you just kind of pop out and then pop the other one in.
Easy to do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so great. I just did one at Dr. Noah's.
Great.
This morning.
Great. The scale of these, obviously I've got one that really does look like an oxygen concentrator and it's got two tubes and there's a priming line.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about the water flowing over. It literally just jets your tub. Yeah, it also makes like a jet in your tub, which actually feels like the pressure is pretty good. It's really nice. Yeah. There's different scales. Like we've got different sizes of systems to service different pool sizes. So what does that look like?
Yeah, yeah. So we have our home unit. We call it the NanoJet Eco. And that's just our first home product pretty much made that used in the bathtub up to like 150 gallons. And then our next one is a Pro, which we mainly made for universities, a lot of underwater treadmills, a lot of these facilities where they have 12 guys they need to get in treated at one time.
Yes.
Because university, there's not a lot of tables. So they got to, and this is a great tool that a lot of these schools like, because the guys can just hop in the water. They get in throughout their day from class, after practice, et cetera. They oxygenate and then go get some work done and so forth. And then our new one is the immersion nanojet tub, which has all our technology built in with an oxygen concentrator, ozone for sanitation. It's got a robust filter, skimmer. So it's made more like a hot tub. So, you know, you'd leave it on the back patio or in your bathroom. And you can cycle in. There's a chiller in there if you want to make it cold, do a cold plunge in the morning and heat it up for night. So it's like about a 10-hour cycle from the coldest cold to the, 98 degrees. And then we got some new products that are going to be coming out, a more travel friendly one. And then, like we talked about, this little foot tub. So coming up with different solutions based on what we're seeing in the field, like, hey, this could be a really good option. And then we also have a facial product. So people would get out. And another side effect that we get is like, hey, I slept great and my skin feels amazing.
It
helps strip out like the extradermal layer of your skin that's already pretty much dead skin cells. And so you detox that off of you. And so it leaves like a really soft, like we don't need lotion afterwards. So people were like, hey, how can I do this for my face? And kind of I was like, get a snorkel, go underneath.
Yeah.
But then we came out with a solution where we started, bottling our nanobubble water and then have these pads with the little dish, and it's called the Bimini Pure O2. And you go in there and you pretty much put a pad in there, pour a little water on it, and then just kind of blotch your face. We're also going to come out with a mist. So you can kind of do that. And it kind of just oxygenates your face, which has a lot of perception. And it's been great for like acne-related, like anaerobic, because a lot of acne grows in the anaerobic.
Yes.
So you oxygenate. Yes. So a lot of the dermal issues from inflammation in your face, get that out of the way. And then anti-aging people, we've had people with like lines in their face as they get older. They're like, oh, I feel like it's helping those do a little better. So incorporating this into your like facial product routine, and then come in with like a peptide lotion or whatever else. One Skin's great. We like One Skin. And so, so we've got those.
I've been doing breath holds under the water. And I was like, oh, I want this to my brain, right? Yeah, I wanted to get around the tissue in my eyes. Yeah. So I was literally doing like, you don't do that at home. Don't hold your breath in a bathtub. But I was trying to get my face underwater and just doing like 30, 45 seconds.
Getting it. So it's, hitting the space.
Immersed.
But we have a skin line, our product that does that for you.
Great.
It comes with, it's like a 30-day supply for like $47 a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does the oxygen, is stable in water like that?
Yeah. So we had to package it either glass or this kind of aluminum bags, because plastic, it'll kind of dissipate quicker over time. And so, we have them in these little bags and you just pour them out, and our shelf life's about like 8 months, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's so cool.
That's
so cool.
Yeah. And it's like you can test the oxygen nanobubbles later in our little system. And so we get a concentration about 200 to 300 million nanobubbles per milliliter of water.
Okay.
So imagine like 1 milliliter of water, we're getting like 200 million bubbles in that. So it's a highly concentrated. So over time, if it's exposed, like it'll go off gas slowly.
Yeah.
But if it's sustained in the bag and you kind of just tighten it up quickly, and they're 30-day supplies.
So. Yeah. Amazing. Can you do the industrial unit? My other thought in my head, I'm like, I can't believe people wouldn't just start outfitting their hot tubs with these.
Yeah.
Like, is there any way to tie this into an existing system, or can these units sit outside?
Yeah. So the pro can sit outside. We have a lot of like hot tubs use that. And then we have a custom, we don't advertise this a lot, but a custom build that can be used, incorporated into a pool. So if you want to do a whole pool, we just take our technology and plumb it into the system.
Wow.
So, and that's a little more expensive because it's more volumes of water. Our nanobubble device is larger, and we have a few other things that, oxygen, we used to use tanks, but now we have this kind of robust concentrators that we use. And then,
man, I can't believe if you had the money, it's like you're turning your pool into cocoon.
That's
literally a real life cocoon. Yeah. Could you imagine if a senior center couldn't come up with the coin to transform their pool like that?
No,
how cool would that be?
It'd be amazing.
Unreal.
I'd say every person that's aging, to once you get past 50, 60, like your oxygen levels are going down pretty quickly. You're on this like hypoxic curve, right? So you're getting less oxygen, and they would just feel so alive and vibrant.
I want my dad to get this, but I know he'll never go for it. Never go for it. Actually, I think they took their bathtub out just because, you know, if people get to a certain age and like, I don't want to slip and fall out of the bathtub.
That is a concern. After you get a certain age, or if you have a condition where you don't want to slip, that's when we just set you up with this little foot tub.
That's the thing, right? The play is probably the foot bath for a lot of people. Yeah. And then can you talk a little bit about price range for some of these products? So we've mentioned like system that will do the pool down to the bath, down to the, we got the, this is the Nano Eco that we have at the house, which is sort of like the oxygen concentrator. Then you mentioned some other products coming out.
Yeah. Just like to make it easy, it's like 10, 20, 30, 40. So under 10,000 for the Eco, which is about 9,000, which it breaks out to, we have financing options. So it's about $300 a month.
Yep.
And then for the home unit right now, for our current system, the Pro is around like 20,000. So these are for these big universities that have...
This is going to do a tub with 10 or 12 10 people or whatnot. 10 or 12
people, and they get in and they turn it on, leave it on all day, and turn it off at night. So that one's really like hardy and like just, they just... flip a switch in the morning and flip a switch at night, and it's running all day long.
Done.
So for the trainers, love it because it's hands off. And so they're like, hey, all we got to do is come in, turn it on, turn it off before we leave. And it's cycled through, and the guys come in and out as they go. And then our immersion tubs around 30,000.
And is that a commercial grade? Would you say that's good for a clinic, or is that still a home device?
No. We made it for clinics, home device.
Okay.
So it's just a higher end. I mean, obviously it looks great. And it's got everything from a filtration, a skimmer, ozone, oxygen concentrator, and even lights. So you can change lights. We even talked about like embedding red light into it. And stacking things. But and then if we were to customize a pool, like say you wanted your pool done, so that's usually about 40, like 40 to 45, depending on the size of the pool.
Yeah.
So it's like...
You're still under the cost of a hard shell hyperbaric, and you have your whole pool as an oxygen therapy center. Pretty wild.
Yeah. And then obviously finance options for those to kind of help, fund those as much as you can.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm biased, right? This is my slant, but I can't imagine why you'd want to go buy some... crazy $90,000 truck when you could get like a $35,000 used truck and an oxygen bath so you live with less pain and live longer and in better health. Pretty cool, man. I'm so stoked for this. I think I mentioned this. I found you through a Google search. I was looking for a sauna while I was at a show in Houston. And I saw you guys had a demo center. And then we've just continued the conversation. And now I got Stride. You're so lovely to talk to. You've been so awesome.
Thanks, man. We've had like a lot of mutual friends in the space, because you've been in a lot longer than we have. Like, we call it the longevity or biohacking space.
That's right.
Which we're just last year, we went, to the A4M Longevity Fest and really started like really targeting that market, because we like knew like, hey, there's so many people need, we can't just focus on pro athletes. Because we have, hundreds of pro athletes using it, but it's like there's so many more people that like could use this for their health and just helping them. If you're a grandma or grandpa, just trying to go out with your grandkids and go to the beach and, get on your feet. And we say motion is lotion. So anything that helps you kind of move more and more without pain is a benefit to your health, right?
Yeah. Can you talk about any of the pro players the audience might know that's using Bimini?
Yeah. I mean, if any NFL fans out there, obviously Derrick Henry, he's a big running back in the league.
Yes. And
a lot of our NFL guys are veterans, like been year five and on. We always say NFL stands for not for long, because it's just, they get these guys in and out. But like the guys that really care about their health and their body are like, they'll get a contract instead of going out and buying a new car or another house. They're like, hey, I got one body.
Yeah.
And so we've seen a big push on like they're focusing on their health way more than they have in the past, which is great, because they understand now that there's a lot of life after football.
Mm.
And so, usually the ones on the forefront of like all these modalities that they're using, Pharaoh Brown, who you're setting up with the other one. But Derrick Henry, we have Juju Smith-Schuster, a lot of offensive linemen, Dan Moore Jr., he was an Aggie, I'm an Aggie. Mm-hmm. And so he just signed a deal with the Titans. But we pretty much have every team as an NFL player using it. a lot of the guys that, you know, running backs, they get a quicker start. And then a lot of defensive ends that are like rushing the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like Brian Burns with the Giants, he's an absolute monster, but he's like, hey, it just gives me that extra burst to get around. And now the offensive linemen are like, well, now we need to get it because he's got more burst.
I can't believe the teams aren't going in on a team pool and just having one at facility.
Yeah. The teams are interesting, man. Yeah. A lot of them are set in their ways.
Yes. I noticed that. Yeah.
A lot of the trainers are, but there are some that are coming around. Like we had a system with the Cavs because all the Cavalier players started buying it for themselves.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, we need this at our facility. So it's almost being more pressure from the player saying, hey, we could use this here because we're already using it at home.
Yeah.
And we could get more work done if we trained and then got in here and then, you know, and use our other one for travel when we travel.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're getting, you know, more pressure. And then all our university trainers, they've been really good and more on the forefront. But yeah, getting out of the mindset of shooting these guys up with, you know, steroids and cortisol and lidocaine shots, like before games, it's like getting out of that mindset has been really, really, really good to see. But
yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah, it's going to change the game when people start to integrate these red light panels, Flopresso, oxygen therapy, pulse electromagnetics, at the very least, right? If they're very hopefully something for cognition, some type of meditation or a neurofeedback app or like my top four or five.
Yeah.
Really easy to implement. And there's certainly the extra salary there to do this. And really, I'm excited for the consumers. I always think about, you know, again, I live in a bubble, but when you go to the airport and watch people take off their shoes and fall, or you watch, you know, go to CVS and you watch people struggling to walk through CVS to pick up their prescription. I was like, that's who needs this stuff. That's where the education needs to come in and really bust through. There's a huge barrier there that is partially education. It's mostly funding, right? Expendable income.
Yep.
But I think just if we were to shift our focus on what we're spending our money on, there's so much opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And our goal right now is in the engineering side is to make these more affordable so more people can have them. So that's where we're coming out with some different solutions.
Yeah.
Probably within this next year or two where we can get this out into more hands.
Yes.
But it's still, you know, still have to go outsource these products and things, you know, to make a good product last, like test it rigorously and make sure it's good. And so, you know, and all the money we're bringing in now on the products is pretty much going back into building more inventory.
Yes.
Just kind of keeping that cycle going.
Yep.
So we can get to like a good place and kind of do more of this product development to kind of come up with more of these solutions for people. But I mean, at the end of the day, that's our goal is to help. We found this mission through this technology to kind of help as many people as possible.
Yeah.
That, you know, help them oxygenate so their body can do the healing. And then whether you stack that with a few other things, PMF, but like with most things, you got to start at like a certain, like the Tesla started with the Roadster. They'd start with a certain price point model. And then you can kind of get to a more economical model for everybody else. Mm-hmm. So we had to start at a certain place so that we could make a certain amount of money to help fund the future products.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, you know, the engineering timeline as we go.
Exciting.
And it's been a great space and going from pro athletes, helping them break records. Gabby Thomas was another one that before the Olympics got hers in training camp and she ran her 400, 200 and got won 3 gold medals. And she's like, man, this is incredible. Just getting her to be able to recover after each event to get ready for the next event.
Yeah. It's the thoroughbreds that really notice when you bring in those treatments and it just pushes them that one degree beyond.
And then,
it's really cool.
And we're in Austin too. So we have, you know, Tara, she was a long jumper that went to UT and her husband, Hunter Woodall. She won her gold medal. Hunter's breaking records now with his Paralympian stuff. So yeah, we're helping. And then we have a lot of soccer players, NBA players, and really getting it out to now everybody else.
That's exciting. If we could just for a minute, and I want to be respectful of your time and the hour, can we talk a little bit? You mentioned there's some competitors in the space, and specifically there's a company called Cocoon, which is working. They came in more on the side of oncology and cancer.
Yeah, cancer. Yep.
Can you speak a little bit about their product or research or your understanding of why that was a therapy?
Yeah. So Cocoon, they're based out of Hungary, and I think they have a few clinics in Vegas and I think a few others. And a lot of doctors actually found us through them. Like Dr. Noah, especially, because he was like, hey, we one of our guys experienced the cocoon and it helped them do this. And it was their first in into oxygen nanobubbles. But then he found out the price tag to get it, because he's like, I want to get my one of my clinic, and they're over $100,000 without like the plumbing and everything else. So they're really high end.
Yeah.
And so we tested their water and it's the same from what we're doing. They're making, we patented our nanobubble device a certain way. They have a little different way that they make the nanobubbles, but the end game concentration, the parts per million, the partial pressure of water is all of that 350-360%. And so it's all the same oxygen nanobubbles. But yeah, they started out of Hungary, which was, I think, known for their water quality. Mm-hmm. And then they had a doc that I think in the early or 2010s came out with their setup now, what they have. But yeah, it's people that can go to those clinics. Yeah, they're doing a lot in the cancer space, oncology, and they have more studies on that side in terms of, because they started in cancer. It was, we started like sports science and now we're kind of merging into the functional medicine space and then doing more of these, you know, blood work, interleukins, like inflammatory responses type stuff. But yeah, if anybody has a chance to, I think they have one in Vegas. I'm sure a lot of people out there can experience it. And then I think they have one in California. But the main thing is we wanted to create a product that could empower an individual to do it in the comfort of their own home.
Yep. I love it.
And so we wanted to like, our tub is 30,000, which is still less than a third of their cocoon price. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to, we're trying to make a tier level of products where people that have a disposable income of $100 a month extra, that they could afford something like this, or $200 a month, whatever it ends up being. And so, that was our goal, is like, let's empower not only just these different clinics where people can go, but the actual people that want this for their own home. So that if they don't want to go somewhere to do this, they can do it right there in their bathtub.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Well, this is in the Beautifully Broken store, beautifullybroken.world. And you can find there, actually, we have a $500 discount.
Yeah.
Using code Beautifully Broken through Bimini.
Yeah. Beautifully Broken at Bimini Hydrotherapy or BiminiOxygen.com. You can use both. And then Instagram, Bimini Nano. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of things more, you know, you can kind of look to see what else we're doing in the world.
Cool.
There. And then we're on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. But
great. Well, we'll post this all over. We'll make some noise and we'll, I'm really excited for you guys to get to try this. And I don't know. My prediction for this audience is like, there's so many people with good stacks and oxygen isn't in the mix yet. I think this is a great opportunity for you, your home. I will never want to do a bath without it again. I was like, Jason's picking it up and I'm like, no. I was spoiled, Freddy. That's okay. We're gonna get one at the house. It's worth it. It really is. It's a great device. Yeah. And so we'll swing around. You guys will have a chance to engage with the content when this goes out. Really, really excited for everybody to hear this, you know, where this fits in. How can you upgrade your health? What are the opportunities? Not every day do we bring something so fun as upgrading your warm bath at night, but we did it here today. Jason, thank you for being a guest on the show.
Appreciate it, brother.
Boom.
Thanks guys.
Big love. Uh-huh. Friends, what a show! I have been working on something massive behind the scenes. After 20 years of exploring healing, recovery, and cutting-edge science, after 7 years of the podcast, I built something I truly believe in, and it's called the Biological Blueprint. This isn't just another wellness course. It's a deep dive into the body's core bioregulatory systems, plus tools, tech, practices that actually move the needle. You'll get real-world applications, guided protocols, insights from PhDs, MDs, scientists at the forefront of functional and biological medicine. And if you want early access, exclusive perks, and the opportunity to work directly with me, join the waitlist. beautifullybroken.world/waitlist. Trust me, this is going to be different from anything you've seen in the health space. Let's close this thing up. If you want to support the show, the biggest gift you can drop is a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. It helps the message reach the people who really need it, and we create impact. Now, if you need a free resource or a discount on my favorite health tech or supplements, I've also got you covered there. Head over to our brand new website, beautifullybroken.world, click on the store tab and check out curated products that I love, that I personally use, many with exclusive discounts using the code beautifullybroken. These links support the podcast through affiliate partnerships, which also keeps the show going strong. And finally, just a very quick reminder, this podcast is for educational purposes only. It's not medical advice and shouldn't be used to diagnose, treat, or cure any condition. Always consult your trusted healthcare provider when making decisions about your health. I am your host, Freddie Kimmel. Big love, and I'll see you on the next episode.